Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Scorching hot temperatures over the next few days. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 truly local news. A Coburg man is apparently suing Coburg police. According to today's Northumberland, Brett Smith is alleging repeated harassment by officers over the past few years. Smith asserts that last May, 12 police and bylaw officers attended his home for a bylaw inspection. When Smith asked for further dialogue with then-Chief Paul Vandegraaff, Smith said he was violently arrested. He further claims bylaw attempted to prevent the incident from being recorded. Smith says he suffered nerve damage from how tight the handcuffs were applied. He is seeking $1.25 million in damages. The allegations have yet to be proven in court. The Aldervale First Nation and other Williams Treaties Nations could own up to 20% of the new small modular reactor project at the Darlington nuclear site. Last week, the First Nations committed $700 million to the first phase of this project. Aldervale First Nation Chief Tainar Simpson says the equity partnership opportunity is 3 years in the making, but accelerated in the past year.
So the partnership is up to a 20% ownership of the new SMR. And this is it's a pretty significant stake. It's the first time in the world where Indigenous people have had a ownership stake in a nuclear power generation facility. So this is the first in its world in the world. It's not just the first in Ontario or Canada. This is the first time anywhere in the world this has happened.
Simpson says the agreement will provide for environmental and treaty rights protections and economic benefits for the First Nation. Porto police are warning residents of two fraud schemes which took place last week. On Wednesday, the victims received telephone calls from individuals claiming to be employees of their financial institution. The suspects were able to provide personal information about the victims, which helped gain their trust and made the calls appear legitimate. The suspects instructed the victims to cut up their bank cards before arranging for a courier to attend to their homes and collect the cards. The victims later discovered unauthorized transactions had been made on their accounts, resulting in losses totaling thousands of dollars. Banks will not ask you to cut up your cards or arrange for a courier to come and pick them up. In sports, the Kodiaks welcome the Owen Sound North Stars to Coburg for lacrosse action tonight, and the Jays continue a three-game set with the Mets. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local 3D weather forecast is next.
The Lions Club of Coburg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Coburg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Coburg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg. You can reach out to them online at CoburgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
If you're a local business looking to grow, this message is for you. Katz Media Port Hope is now Katz Marketing, a trusted local team with over 40 years of experience helping businesses stand out. Katz can handle everything from website design and Google Ads to commercial printing and large format trade show walls, banners, and outdoor signage. If you're serious about growing your business, now's the time. Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 to start the conversation. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Sun cloud mix today, showers possible this afternoon, high of 30, humidex of 39, cloudy tonight, low 21, a mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers for Wednesday and Thursday, high 33. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.